Blog Talk Radio.
Like
that just for you.
Man.
Just for you.
Oh, I loved how all my stuff just crashed. I spent all day getting ready to fix Anissa, and right before we do the show, bam, everything crashes. Now I got to load.
Been all day. Girl, let me show you what I've been through. Fucking setting up the internet, having to move my desk from one end of the apartment to the other because the damn modem won't work.
Oh, I got nothing open. What is this Ginger's wearing all up in? What is? Wait a minute. Let me get around this. Do you see this?
You don't like it?
No, I like it. I'm just like, what? That's kind of tame for you.
It is kind of tame. That's what I was thinking.
It's nice. It's very nice. I like it. It's kind of.
It's almost, well, it's classy for Ginger.
Yeah.
it's rather tame. I'm mad because you know what I told her? No, I said to her, the next time I see you, I'm going to put a big old floppy bow in your hair, just like what she's wearing now. She's like, I'm not wearing any bow. I said, yes, I am. Yes, you're going to wear it.
You guys have the same hair on?
No.
I switched hairs. No, we don't have the same hair.
Okay.
I got my other hair on.
Well, you should see mine. I'm feeling a little dark today.
I see it. I like that you're sitting on the floor. We're rolling. Okay. Oh, my window's all open back up. Wait a minute. Now I just got to find which one I have.
Just sit back down.
I
love the skin.
Oh, thank you.
Where'd you get your skin?
Redgrave, actually.
And it's like her real skin.
Wow.
Yeah, it is like my real skin. Except for minus the freckles. I don't have freckles in real life.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
I do. I have moles, like little tiny moles. I mean, they're not like big, nasty, hairy moles, but they're like little...
You know, they're freckles.
Those are freckles? Well, they're not as, you know, they don't cover me as much as Shinsia has. Anyway, let me introduce the show. It is, oh God, what day is today? It's February 5th, 2013. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Pixinista.
Who has us doubling up?
Huh? What are you talking about?
I said, who... Somebody else is listening. I don't think it's me. Oh, you know what? It's me.
I was just saying, I'm here. And I've got muted. I've got
right.
I've got Blog Talk stopped. So
like
I'm playing anything.
What are you talking about?
Well, I am actually watching us via GamingAntrix.com. So if you are trying to figure out where the hell can I find these chicks, because you know we're always tweeting out links, just head over to GamingAntrix.com, click on the Gamer Girls Radio link there at the top of there on the menu, and it will take you straight to us.
I haven't watched yet, bitch. Calm down.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I had to help. I'm sorry.
I know. Jeez.
I'm having a day. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I'll forgive you just this time. Okay. So, I'm Snow White. I'm very tired, obviously. And then we have Miss Koi / Gaminatrix, who is all up in my business.
I love you.
I love you, too. I do. I do. Y'all don't know, but I do.
I love you like cook food.
What?
Your broccoli's not so good.
Exactly. See, Ginger got it. I love you like cooked food.
I love you like a gamer loves the newest game.
Oh, wait a minute. Which game are we talking about?
All right.
Well, it depends on the gamer. For me, it'd be like, you know, the next Fable coming out. The next
Oh, God, that's love. I got choked up.
Yes, I'm totally crunching M&M's in y'all's ear, so.
That's all right, because I had M&M cookies before the show. I was going to rub them in your... I'm sorry, we got less
of that texture, I was given a Star Wars candy thing, like a little candy machine. It's got Boba Fett on top, but it's the blue M&M is Boba Fett.
Cute.
It's adorable.
I think I introduced the show. All messing up the program.
One with the M&M's, that's Ginger Rocks. Mm-hmm.
Oh, hey! Hi. Yeah, I just woke up from a nap, too, so I'm a little slow.
I tried to take a nap today. It didn't work out so well because the internet guy came really fucking early. And you know, once the internet was on, there was no way I was sleeping. Not after going over 24 hours without internet.
This is true, because I got up this morning, and that bitch was on the internet posting on her phone. I was like, how did she get it? How did she do it? She don't.
I'm like, fuck this. I need internet. Somebody hook me up. I'm going to withdraw.
Help me out.
Right? Okay, so what are we doing?
What are we doing? Well, it's time for... Oh, I'm sorry. I had a flashback to a game. I was about to say a line from a game that has nothing to do.
Fashion, do and don't.
Time for fashion, do and don't.
And then we're going to go over things that you should do in fashion and things that you don't. Be sure to take notes. There might be a test later.
Okay. Yay!
Okay, I got to give in your links. That was mine in case we decided to do mine. You know what? I love how I came up with a plan and didn't actually flesh it out. And you bitches just let me roll, however. Usually they call me and be like, Corey, you forgot to do XYZ.
Girl, we got it. We're good.
Yes, exactly. We got ours set up over here. We're good. Yeah, we're good.
Shit, man.
Well, fine. Let me just tell them.
Ours is awesome.
Hold on. Why?
What the hell?
Stop it.
What? What happened to that?
Oh my God. Ginger, are you alive?
Ginger, what happened?
Ginger.
Oh, technical difficulty. Oh my God, bloomers. Why? All right, because I want to try that again.
Let me try this again,
and hopefully it won't blow out my ears. But I think because the show was playing over there, it like did a whole little wonky thing. So 1 second.
Oh, the link I gave you. I'm so sorry, girl. I must tell you, we all live at the top of every page.
Right. I muted it before it could, like, blow out my eardrums.
Oh, God.
I'm still laughing.
I don't think I've ever heard her make those noises before.
I haven't either. That was fun.
It was so loud in my ears.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry, but oh my God, it was so, so loud here.
That was funny as hell. Is the chat open in Blog Talk?
No, but our chat is open on Twitch.
Okay. Shit, hold on, I need to open Twitch. Can I cuss tonight? Yeah, it's night time.
Cuss, you can.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Link again. I lost the link.
You know what? You could have announced that silently. Thank you.
What?
Thank you. Thank you.
Like I have any sense of professionalism. You know that. God.
All right. Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Yes, y'all can hear me?
Yes. We can hear you.
Okay, good. Because for some reason.
We can hear you.
All right, there we go. It wasn't broadcasting sound. Now it is. There we go. Yay!
All right. So what are we doing? We're doing do's and don'ts. That's right.
We're talking about my boobs and how they hurt. All right.
Fuck moving. Next time, somebody's doing this shit for me. Anyway, go ahead.
I know.
Well, I've got your image gallery pulled up and open. So.
Mine? Is it mine?
Yes.
Okay.
Did you give me the link?
Yeah, it's in...
Or you could just go to the website and watch. You could just go to GameAndAtrix.com there.
I
just
could.
Like, yes, you could. Like I've told the other lovely people, head over to GameAndAtrix.com if you want
attention.
To. Now, of course,
we've got the chat room and Twitch, so...
Yeah, you can also click the link right below the video there on our website and take you straight to the chat room. See how we make it easy.
Oh, yay. My God. All right, what the hell?
Yeah, make sure you mute. Click the little button there, mute.
yeah, that's why I was screaming. It was so loud in my ears. I was like, oh no.
No, bitch. No, okay, anyway. All right, so... This is, if you've been watching our Facebook page, you've already seen this, but I was so impressed. I love me some Mia Mai.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went over there to pick up my free gift because I was going to take a picture in my new Mia Mai shirt that I was going to get for a free gift because it was hotness. And then I see this tall, lovely drink of water standing there, and I have forgotten her name because I suck. What is her name? why can't I remember her name? Oh, I suck. She has such a cool name. It was something Kai something male. Crystal Nails. And Crystal was working it. Go ahead and show them the next picture, Ginger, in the gallery. Go ahead and do that. Go a little bit. You are going in the right direction, baby. Up there to the top right of the picture.
I was saying, what are you talking about? But yeah, we got a little lag there.
So. Here without her, you see her hands right there. Without her hands. You see what she's using for her top?
Her hair?
Her hair. I like that.
I don't.
I have always wanted to do that, like, for real.
No, it's not the using the hair as a top. It's the rest of that whole hot mess.
It's haute couture, darling. It's
girl, that is not haute couture. That is just fucking ugly.
That is haute couture. Yes,
that is ugly. Ugly.
Go to the next picture. Wait a minute. That's Fallen Earth.
I know. It's my screen favorite.
I know. I'm teasing.
I don't know why it did that, but all of a sudden it did. I was like, all right.
That's not fashion. That's not the fashion we're talking about. And now it is weird, but I likes it.
I do not.
You have to get up close to see her detail.
Mm-mm.
Go next. Give me some more next. What's wrong with our Ginger?
I don't know. There you go. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Now we can hear you. We got a little bit of a delay. Now, they had a... you have to go over to the Mia My Sim to get the...
Little wings on her legs?
Yes, I don't care much for the wings. I like everything else, but I'm not caring for the wings. But I suppose if I was Lady Gaga, that's why I said I went Gaga over this. I suppose if I was Lady Gaga, it would be something I'd wear just because it just absolutely makes no sense. But keep going, Ginger, through my pictures because I want you to see the claws is what I was in love with. That's how she caught my attention because I was actually just going to walk by her and, like, I don't know who this pink-haired bitch is, but she's in my way.
Are those mesh nails?
Those are claws, darling, not nails. Claws. Mhm. I like her little makeup. I thought I had one with her claws up where she was showing them to me. Cause she had her poses together. She had a nice AO. Girl, stop playing with it. Oh, you see down at the bottom? You can see them. Do you see at the bottom? You can see.
There you go. Hold on. How's that better?
No, I was talking about the bottom of her claws. The picture before that she had, you can see.
I still don't like it. I think it is just
there it
not
is.
Attractive at all.
Yeah. There you go. See, I love those. I would wear those for real. Of course, I probably wouldn't scratch myself. I've had long nails my whole life, so I would do well.
You would scratch some other people.
Oh, shut up. who asked you? You dirty. See you next Tuesday.
Corey's so nice.
She loves me. She knows it.
Of course I love you. That's why I said see you next Tuesday. Mm-hmm. If somebody else, they would have got the full gamut. And it would have been, I'd have had to spit it out all dirty and sim-like. You know, remember when the Sims used to cuss?
Oh, I love that.
Nick. I'd be like, I don't know what she said, but it was disgusting. Oh, my God.
I used to love to watch them get in arguments. I Schnick.
Yeah. Yeah, the schnick had a whole hand and neck movement that went along with it.
It
and
was
they
like ghetto Sims.
Yes, schnick. And you go,
oh my God.
We don't know what she said, but
exactly.
Girl,
you know, Mia My is amazing. I have to give it to her, but
did
that is a trim skirt.
Did you see that?
What'd she say?
She just got us back on subject, and I just derailed us again.
Mm-hmm. Nice. But no, at least it's that prim skirt is going to annoy me. It's amazing. But as talented as she is, please, for the love of God, learn to make mesh. You're using mesh gloves right there. Why can't you learn to make those skirts in mesh? Because I cannot stand a prim skirt. I can't.
I don't know if that's prim, honestly.
I don't think that's prim.
That is totally prim. You can see where this is the clothing layer, and then this is a little bit different, lighter shade. You can see the actual seam where it goes.
This is one you have to see in person. That's why I said I don't think it's prim. When I looked at it, it didn't move. Or y'all know what I'm talking about because y'all are in Second Life. It didn't move like the prim stuff does.
See, that's not you would see. You would see a gap, or you'd see something if this was mesh. This is not mesh. Well, all right, it might have been a mesh I guess so. Okay. All right. I see what you're talking about. All right.
Yeah. It doesn't flow like a, you know, the prim is actually really, what's the word I'm looking for? Very hard. The lines are very hard.
Like a damn bell. If you're wearing a bell around yourself.
Yeah. This wasn't like that. I love her stuff on her sim. And this is not even the weirdest thing that I saw there. You know, everything in Mia Mai is split off into, you know, there's the extreme, like what she's wearing, very extreme couture. And then on the other end is the, you know, the much more calm stuff. And then she has some wedding. Then she has some wedding crazy couture that I saw. I saw something with the hands locked in together, or they were bound together or something. It wasn't with rope. It was like, you know.
That's kind of hot.
You shush.
That is kind of interesting.
See?
And it was in black, but it was a wedding dress, and it had the whole veil that went from the top to, you know, to the feet. And then but it was very light veil, so you could see, you know, the clothes underneath. I love going to her sim. It's like going to the circus, a fashionable circus. It is. I have a good time when I go there. I stay there for like hours. And she has a huge sim, so this girl is making, not just that she's making money. Let me not say that, but the head of Mia Mai has managed to position herself to be what I'm calling the fashion epicenter there, ironically, in Second Life. She is interacting with every other store, I think, in Second Life, period. No matter how big and small they are, they all pass through there. She has all their boards and stuff out, and it's not done so, you know, so ugly. You know how y'all have been on those Sims where they just,
yes,
nothing matches. You know, all of her stuff matches. It's neat. It's orderly. When I, you know, when I go, I want to see, you know, everybody's stuff. Whereas the other Sims, like, my eyes are bleeding. I don't want to see the rest of this stuff. So I like.
Kind of like when we went to that, what was it, the breast cancer fashion thing?
That Pepto-Bismol thing.
That was horrible. God.
You said that in my eyes. I started rubbing my eyes. Oh, my God.
That was disgusting.
I was like, I had to think about what you're talking about, but yeah.
Okay.
Oh, the one, it was like some kind of water sim, and they had all the little...
Yes.
Oh, my God.
It was horrible.
The horror culture fair is coming up. We're all going to have to go and make a turnout.
Nice.
Well, the thing is, I got to buy new clothes. You just can't roll up in the horror couture with no horror on. I'm going to have to find me a veil over for my head, just one side of my eye, just, and some paint.
Like a whore.
If you go naked, you'll fit in better.
Right?
I can't be naked. The car cannot be naked.
Girl, I have got plenty of whore couture stuff because I used to be a slave. So.
That's not whore couture. That's couture couture. That's different.
I could make it in a whore couture. Trust me.
Just because you take the bottom off. Don't make it.
No. I got this little tiny mini skirt, this underbust corset, and duct tape for my nipples. I think that'll do.
Well, now that Ginger has shown me the secret to the clothes making, I may make my own.
Do it, girl.
All right. Well, I have to show y'all this.
This
do not at all. I saw this chick at a store today. I was out doing hunts. You know I love some hunts. And
oh my God,
she drove me batty. I cannot stand that.
What is going on?
These boobs. These are these stupid mesh boobs.
They are called Lolas. Okay?
Well, there's some others too. There's Lolas and there's Tango or something?
No, Tango is Lola. That's just like the type of Lola.
Oh, okay. All right. So, anyways, these boobs, everybody, a lot of people are wearing them right now. I can't stand them. Why are your nipples so big and so perky, these huge, mongy boobs that are huge?
Thank you.
Why are your boobs pointing just about straight up, for one? Because, A, if you have boobs that big, me and Snow know, boobs are not that perky. They're not.
Big titties are not. And my boobs are full. My boobs are full, but they do not stand up like that. The nipples do not point in opposite directions.
And they are not as big as fucking coffee cups.
No. Goddamn.
Seriously. I mean, you're going to choke somebody with one of those.
Right?
It's ridiculous. You probably pay $1,500, $2,000 linden probably for these Tangos, or whatever, these Lolas, the boobs, for the boobs, for these horrid, ugly-ass boobs, and then you are wearing that dress.
Can you zoom in on those?
I can't. I wish I could.
Let me tell you what annoys me the most about the boobs. is that this is not artistic. We know we see some things in Second Life that are a little out of control. They're, you know, like the last outfit. It's extreme, but it's still artistic, okay?
Here, hold on, Ginger. You can open up this link.
Okay.
Okay, you can just... Why should it interrupt me?
Because I can.
Rolling my eyes at you.
I know.
Okay, so this is not done for the sake of any type of art. This girl probably thinks they look good. They don't. They look at the line of the dress. It just messes up the dress. Mm-hmm. It's bad enough that it's a prim dress. Bad enough, but it even messes it up further. This is a fashion no-no.
And then Ginger pointed out earlier, she's even wearing a fucking face light. Face lights? No. No, 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 no.
You know, though, I'm pretty sure I caught Corey wearing a face light yesterday.
Yeah. Corey wears face lights for photos, but she just forgets to take them off.
Well, no, I have all... Yeah, and that's a part of the reason why. But this one, I have all my outfits saved with one because I was taking photos. Remember when we first started doing Pixanista?
Yeah.
So all of them automatically go on with a face light. And yeah, I do forget to. But I have the one I had on that you saw up there is the one from Divicious, and Divicious is made, that one is actually made for photos. It does a whole front body light. But usually if I'm going to wear one, I have a small one. And actually, ironically, I got this when they first introduced Wind Lights into Second Life, and it's a very small one that fits on the mouth. You wouldn't even notice I have it on. Most of the time, y'all don't. I have it on, and it's very, very faint, and it's just enough to light up the face. Like a face light is supposed to do. Not every fucking body in the room that's standing around you.
True story.
Should not be looking like, you know, that.
No, these stupid boobs. I hate those. I mean, look, in all the pictures, this is photoshopped. This is photoshopped. Because if you were to actually see this girl in game, there would be like these hard lines.
Yep.
Where the boobs don't go. It would not be all nice and
pretty.
Okay,
click the zoom on that one. I know you can zoom that one. Click the zoom down there at the corner so we get a good look at them.
There you go.
What is going on there?
The entire outfit annoys me.
I don't like the outfit
with
those boobs.
Little girl thing.
Well, it's the little girl thing. For me, that weirds me the fuck out. And I know it's some people's whatever thing, go for it. But for me personally, if I'm a grown-ass woman, I want to look like a grown-ass woman, especially if I got tits that fucking big.
I think that's what messes it up. I don't mind the little girl thing. It's so hyper, it's overly, hyperly something.
Overly hyper-sexualized.
Yeah. I'm not, I'm going to need you not to do that.
And I can't deal with the mouth drippy stuff. That annoys me. I mean, I wear mouth stuff. But I do
I noticed that's a Ginger trademark now. Ginger always has pictures of something in her mouth. You have an oral fixation, don't you, Ginger?
She's just,
you don't have like this with the tongue hanging out and the lollipop and the questionable stuff
like
out of your mouth.
I actually had a friend send me one. You might like it. Let me find it.
So my mom was like the other day, but it went with the picture. She was having lunch. She had the toast in her mouth and the drink in one hand. She just spilled it. Even had a spill on the floor. I had like a whole little theme to my pictures.
Mm-mm. Oh, yeah, you did. You had a theme going on. I like that one.
Yeah, she had a whole little lunch on the table. She had her toast in her mouth from her lunch and her drink.
That was working. It was cute.
Check out Shansia.
Okay, you change clothes real quick?
No. She's got one of those things. This is what a friend gave me.
Okay, I can't see anything. Remember, we got to wait because Ginger's ahead of us but behind us at the same time.
What the hell? Is that like... Oh, I saw into your head.
Oh.
Is that like a penis or something?
Yes.
What is that?
That is a penis.
That's a penis pop.
A penis on a stick.
Yep.
Oh, God, stop. It's in our head.
I know.
Now, that weirds me out when I see inside the teeth. When I see the teeth, oh, that just messes me up.
It's the eyeballs that get me.
Yeah.
I think he was trying to give me a hint by giving me that. I'm fairly sure.
You know what he said? I don't take hints. Look how my character's looking at you. Look how my girl's looking
She's
at you.
She's like, mm-hmm.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Ginger's like, no.
I'm just like, what? What, guys? What? It's strawberry.
Oh, you remember Naughty Dreamscape? I see you're a member of Naughty Dreamscape.
Oh, it's a land group. It's a land group.
Yes, I'm aware.
I need to go over there and find them because I don't know from them, and I never have. I don't even know how I got on there.
What kind of a land group is it, huh?
I know what kind of land group it is.
No, it's a rental group for, like, land.
Sure.
Well, there, I know, but I can't. I need to go and tell them to take off because I don't rent from them. Never have. I think it was probably I was looking for land, and I clicked on their thing for updates or whatnot, get information, and...
Y'all see I got my fascinator on today?
Mm-hmm.
That is nice. Did you make that?
No, I did not. I got that from Bliss.
All right, we actually need to move on because we only
okay.
have...
Okay. Run out of time.
Where is yours, Miss Snow?
Well, I was going to do the Lola, so we can just roll with that. But I do want to do some five-minute God, I can't talk. This is mine for Geek Chic.
Your accessorize.
My accessorize. I found this and just thought that it was the cutest thing. I would totally rock it.
I am pissing and going.
What you got?
That is awesome.
Isn't that cute?
I love that.
Hold on. It's coming up, Corey. Check it out.
I can't see nothing. Don't nobody love me.
It
nobody,
just came up, crazy.
Nobody cares about me. Nobody wants to share stuff with me. Oh, you know what? You know what's funny is I was thinking the other day, I said, I really want to make some Pac-Man earrings or something, some of those dangly earrings.
Yeah.
And I see the ring. Yeah, I need the earrings to match.
That is adorable. I love that.
Yes, yeah, so that's what I like for somebody to see right before I punch them in their fucking eye.
Exactly.
Yes,
I don't know about the color. I mean, I don't know. It's kind of cool.
Well,
I guess this you can actually wear with more stuff then.
Yeah, that was the point, though. They wanted to make it so you can wear it with everything. If you had it all the bright neon colors, it wouldn't go with everything.
Yeah, that's true.
I think it should be multicolored. You know, maybe want someone with blue dots and maybe one. I don't know.
Maybe. I kind of like the black. I just kind of favor black anyway. It's just kind of my theme. So, obviously, as you can tell from Second Life, it's kind of my theme. I just like the black. But, yeah, that was mine.
You do the black very well. I like that.
Yeah, all right. So mind.
Yes.
Yeah, sure. You give us.
I had to save it because I didn't want y'all to see how utterly delicious and delectable this lovely Geek Chic is. Look at my nails while y'all pull that up.
Wait, is that it? Ginger, you already
No, hold on.
It. Ginger's posting up crazy stuff. Ginger, post it up right. Do it right, Ginger.
Oh, my God. That is awesome.
Oh, my God. Is that like the one ring?
That is the one ring. It is up on Etsy. Those of you who are watching now or later, you can go over to Etsy. It's a skirt.
But
it's cute. Now, if it was an entire dress, but you can always work it into an entire dress. You just get you a nice one of those
nice black top. Yeah.
Waist corset over, you know, just a little bit. Just a little bit. And kind of tuck it under just a little bit. But it's a Hobbit, Lord of the Rings, Lady of the Rings geek skirt. I love it. It's so. It's just understated.
It makes a geek statement. And you can actually pair that with a tight black top.
A leotard would even work.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. I couldn't think of the name of it. Thank you. Love cut, show some cleavage. Got it.
Furbolero. Or goldero. Or with some, it's some gold colored fishnets would work with some nice, you know, I love my
fishnets. And you have a very small black with gold accessories handbag.
Yes. God, that is gorgeous.
I told you.
Love it.
Now, you don't want to know the price.
How much is it for real?
$44.26.
Damn.
It costs to look geeky.
Oh, they do it in another color too. Oh, like the first one better. Yeah.
I wasn't digging another color. I want this.
No, I like the other one. The other one's much better.
The first one's best.
Yeah, that one looks muted to me. It looks like somebody reached out and turned down the volume on the fashion.
Yeah. I was thinking they stuck it with some dye by accident.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they used the wrong thread. My bad.
Well, you know, sometimes the people on Etsy, they either get it very right or very wrong.
They got it very right with that gold. That gold is amazing.
This is, as much as I love clothes and we'll come up with some crazy shit, this would never have even crossed my mind to do. Remember we saw that other actress that wore a Lord of the Rings dress to some red carpet event? It was not nearly as pretty as this one. Not even close.
All right, we have to respond to Ginger's. Come on, Ginger.
Okay, Ginger, do it.
All right. So moving on to mine, Boba Fett. Tell me, I love these skirts. I think it's kind of, we're coming up on spring.
Wait a minute,
it's not
going to
be too hot. It's not going to be too cold.
That is cute, that Boba Fett skirt.
Yes, I know, right?
I love that.
What would you do with that is the question.
Girl, I would rock that with a black top, black shoes. You can even put like a burgundy top that matches that burgundy.
I ain't seeing it.
That's casual. That is, you can do that casual. You can put stockings underneath it if you want, little black tights.
Yeah, I was thinking some kind of decorative tights or something. Mm-hmm. Something geeky, something.
Not too decorative, though, because it'll take away from the skirt. But I think it would go well.
I guess.
I love it. I think it'd be good for, like, kind of a kitschy outfit.
Let me see the other skirt below there that looks like it's see-through.
What, this one?
Third one over from the left. Yes, I want to see that one. I don't know why. It looks cute down there, but it's probably not that one, the next one. Oh, no, that hurts my eyes.
Skirt.
Mm-mm, that's not right.
No, of course, you know, there were, Corey might like that one.
Oh, I do.
Oh, that's awesome. The Death Star, that's nice.
It needs crinoline underneath is what it needs. It needs
I forget what
one. Oh, my God, it's Gladys's cube thing.
Buffy!
Yeah, I thought Corey would love Buffy.
I wouldn't wear panties.
I wouldn't wear it. It's good. That would be something I'd keep to collect, but I would never wear that.
I want to have a pair of panties.
Ugly.
I want to have a pair of panties with Angel's face on it.
You know what? No.
Yeah, buddy.
No, see, you know, this is ugly. Goomba skirt. No.
Go back to my Death Star skirt because I was digging that. No.
You're digging the Death Star skirt.
We need to move on.
Let me see my Death Star skirt one more time before we go.
Bring up the Death Star skirt one more time, because it's cool.
Got it pulled up. I'm just waiting. There we go.
Yeah. Okay. Crinoline. It needs some gray crinoline, so we're not just doing it up like a little can-can skirt.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Now we need to move on to our Geek Fashion Translator. This is where we pick a geek outfit and point out how it can be made more fashionable or make a real-world fashion out of geek, which actually we've been doing right now.
Already. Yeah. Already. I do not have an outfit picked out because, you know, that's right about the time my stuff starts.
I do. I have. I don't know if it'll blow this one up. It's not going to blow it up, is it? Darn. No, it's not. Well, that's sad. All right. So this chick has a duster suit. It's white. It's plain. But I couldn't help it. The minute I saw it, I reimagined it in the Doctor Who, the pinstripe.
Nice, yeah.
Yes. I would have the shoes dyed to where they were like the maroonish pinstripe shoes, kind of like what he wore, so they kind of mimicked his flats or whatever. And then I would have the whole suit. What was it? He wore like, what was it, the blue pants and the purple?
Yeah.
Top, I want to say. Yeah. I would have it totally done that.
I like. I'm not a Doctor Who fan, but I like the imagery you're putting together there. I like what you're putting down.
I love me some Doctor Who. Doctor Who.
Did you say you said Doctor Pooh?
I said Doctor Who.
Oh, I thought you said Doctor Pooh. I was like, alrighty then.
I'm gonna mind my own beeswax and pretend like I heard none of that.
Jen is a little sleepy. She's trying to wake up.
Instead of the
necklace, you know how he had the bow ties. I would totally have a bow tie necklace.
Now that would be cute. I think that would be adorable. Yeah. You can try this one up.
Okay.
Now, this one looks like a really bad attempt at someone wanting to try to be nerdy. Like a really, really bad attempt. And they just need to tone it down.
That looks like a lot of what I've seen inside Second Life.
Yeah, they need to just tone it down some and be cute. You're not nerdy. You are trying too hard. Nerds don't try that fucking hard, okay?
We just are.
Now, this one, you can actually blow it up. I think you can blow it up.
You see it on the picture?
Yeah.
I clicked and now it's opening up another website.
Ooh.
Uh-oh.
Sorry.
That's fine.
Okay.
There we go.
They're trying to get us.
So this looks like it's trying to, they're trying too fucking hard. I mean, really, this is, you know, the hair, the glasses, the knee socks, the nerdy shirt. You're just trying too hard.
You know, that's not really all that nerdy anymore. That's
it's
like
not.
Nerd circa 1980. Now
yeah.
that actually is normal.
Yeah. Like,
I mean,
they
got it right with the updo hair.
Yeah.
But not that updo.
No.
We are the kind, we're going to yank it up, we're going to stick some pencils or something in the back, or wrap a rubber band around it really quick.
Or me, where I've lost one of my chopsticks and I just have one in there.
Yep.
Exactly.
And it ain't staying upright because it's kind of slanted to the side.
But you do what you
exactly.
got to do. If I got games to play and I want my hair out of my face, I'm going to yank it back in a rubber band. I'm good to go.
Somebody broke
but again,
chopstick.
With, and I have to say, good on y'all for showing some geek fashion. On the other hand, show us some real geek girls, because I hate to say it, girls, but a lot of us are not going to be that thin.
No.
I'm going to be quiet.
I don't want to be that thin, to be honest.
Hey!
What?
I will thank y'all not to do that.
I know you're getting scrawny. I'm going to have to feed you up next time I see you. We're going to feed you lots of food.
I ate twice today.
I'm going to take you to Olive Garden and make you eat everything.
I ate today, thank you.
Everything. Make you eat everything.
I'm not trying to get skinny, but the good thing is I don't lose the booty. She stays
skinny. I have to say, I mean, because I've been watching Big Bang, and the main chick in Big Bang, all three of those girls, none of them are tiny.
Nope.
They all have meat on their bones. They're good girls. They eat. They like food. Show us some girls like that.
That's what it, you know, as long as you're healthy, I mean, okay, you can be stick thin as long as you're healthy. Because I had a friend in high school who ate like a fucking horse. But she was healthy, and she could not gain weight to save her life. You know? As long as you are healthy, I'm okay with your size. I'm fine with it. I don't care.
Yeah.
But anyway, we have to move on again.
Okay.
And now we are moving on to Homemade Geek. And this is where we feature either an Etsy or some other site's homemade geek fashion item or accessory. And I did not get to find any of this. Jen, did you find anything?
Wait a minute.
For Pinterest? Is that what we're talking about?
Well, no, we're not Pinterest yet, but it might be on Pinterest.
Yeah, you can do Pinterest if you want.
So what were we looking for?
Homemade geek items, like things people make at home to kind of make
them. No. I got.
I think I have one. Hold on.
Okay. That's not what I understood. I went because my mother is talking about she wants tattoos. So when I,
what is that?
I don't know, girl. Oh, I'm sorry. Nancy Sinatra decided she's gonna come in. Okay. Sorry about that. That's Nancy. Okay, y'all still with me?
I'm here. Is Ginger here?
She gets quiet and runs away.
Like, noise! Oh my God!
Oh God! No! Okay, I got a bunch of them. Are we ready for mine? Because I found a bunch of this. Because y'all know I'm the crafting queen, so I got a bunch of stuff.
I think she went AWOL.
I'm here, but all of a sudden I was hearing these boots are made for walking, and it was loud in my ears.
See, I told you she got scared and ran away.
sorry.
You know what? I just pictured Ginger.
Oh my God, that is a fright.
Away from the, dropping her headphones and backing away from it, shaking her head, going, "No, no."
What
is making noise?
I got a flash of like Monty Python. Run away!
I'm sorry. I don't know why it was doing that. Balls, I could hear these boots are made for walking, and it was in my headphones, and it was loud.
I'm playing it, and it was only there for a second. If you just wait, it's okay.
Okay.
All this whole crackling noise in my headphones.
Oh my God!
Dress.
What dress is this?
This is made out of 50,000 LEDs.
Oh my God!
How pretty is that? That is like awesome. I'd be so afraid to move in that. I'd be afraid to like sit down and crush them and then.
Oh my God!
Gorgeous.
It is totally not practical, but I love it. I love it.
See, I want that. I want to wear that like 4th of July, and I want the lights to be moving.
Oh yes, and flashing.
Being like the light of the party, you know what I mean? Literally.
Oh, man.
Oh, that would be so cool, though.
That is so gorgeous.
And I love that.
So gorgeous. All right.
Yeah,
all right, roll the glories.
I got, after I got, after she shows that one, I got another one. Because, okay, so I saw today, this is where my geek is coming from. I saw today that Yoda is supposed to be getting his own movie. So I just went all kinds of crazy with the Yoda. Yeah, Yoda's getting his own movie.
Oh, my God, that is so cute.
I didn't see it yet.
So,
oh, my God. Oh.
That is homemade little
Yoda. That makes my uterus hurt.
Oh, my God.
Isn't it
cute? Oh, that is so gorgeous.
How would you buy that for my baby? If
buy?
I
no, no, no. That is that you can make yourself. It is
rocket crochet.
You know me. That's why you roll down here one day with some yarn and be like, sit down and we're going to make Yoda hats. And you know what I'm dying to do, though? I've been meaning to do this for years. You know, they always, the newborn unit at every hospital always wants these because, you know, sometimes babies get abandoned and things.
Right.
And they always want people to make or bring things to the babies. I was like, I should just make a bunch of these and just take them down. And I just would love to see all these little babies with the little Yoda ears.
That would be adorable.
Know, right? Oh, that'd be gorgeous.
Oh, my God.
Show the next one. Show the next one. Because I am going to do this one. I just got to find a pattern. You got to see it.
Oh, my God.
Isn't he cute?
He is adorable. If you make him, I want one.
Hang on. Hang on.
Y'all got too many orders in. Y'all got Sack Boys, and now I got to make Yodas.
Oh, my God. Oh, he's
so
cute.
But you need to make him so that we can, like, stuff candy in him. We squeeze him, and he poops out candy.
Yes. Oh, he's so little for that.
That's the point of squeezing them. I'd be like a stress toy. You get your stress out and you get a treat. It's like Pavlov's dog, but with a stress toy.
I'm saying no candy's going to
I love it.
Fit in him. He's too little. There's no candy can fit in his belly.
M&M's.
Yeah, little M&M's.
Y'all got some orders in there.
My great aunt used to make stuff like this, like all the time. She crocheted and knitted, and she would make these little animals that you squeezed, and M&M's would come flying out of the butt. God, I love finding those in her house.
Here,
always
a candy. As a crafter, I'm going to tell y'all what I hate. These people who make the stuff with the Barbie dolls that cover the toilet paper. And
God, I hate those.
Yeah. Those are creepy.
I have said this before in some other form. I don't remember where, but that is the most disgusting thing ever, to put cloth over toilet paper where people are going to be using it to wipe bodily excrement. And I have to lift up this cloth with a doll.
You're supposed to have the toilet paper on the hook, and then that is supposed to be on the extra roll.
Yeah,
but some people don't do that.
Ugh, gross.
So that, but I hate those kinds of things. I hate ugly crochet things, which usually turns people off of doing it, which is probably why you two never picked it up. It's actually a very relaxing and therapeutic hobby to have, and if they would show you more stuff like this, you might be inclined to have picked up a needle a long time ago. So they'd say, oh, by the way.
I just have video games where I can shoot people.
No, yeah, I want my video games where I can get lost in the story.
You can do this at the same time. Playing an MMO, you know, you got to wait for stuff to recharge. You do a couple rolls of Yoda's head, put him down, go back to... But, you know, I'm a multitasker, so that's how I roll. I'll do a couple of rolls of his head, his hat, his little coat. But wait till I find that pattern. Wait a minute. What you done did? Wait a minute. Oh, my God. Ow! What was that?
Wait, what that...
My eyes were bleeding.
I was telling you, my mom is talking about getting a tattoo. She wants a tattoo, So when I started looking on Pinterest today, my first thought was geeky tattoo.
Ooh, take that off.
No, guys. No, because you're not going to keep the six packs to go with it. So, mm-hmm. No.
Take it off.
No.
And your belly is hairy, too. That's just gross.
I do like the idea of a binary tattoo.
Oh, yeah.
I've already said if I find another one, I think I want a binary tattoo.
Show it again.
Okay. Nope. There we go.
Show the next one I got.
We got time for one more real quick. Come on.
Oh, my God. That is cute. Is that made out of a bag?
Huh?
Origami Yoda.
He's origami. Isn't he cute?
Okay.
He is so cute.
That is cute. He looks like he's happy.
He's smiling.
All right.
He's adorable.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, marks the end of our show. We have about a minute left. Tune in tomorrow to catch Ginger and Corey to the news, and then tune in on Thursday. Sorry.
That was not very Pixanista-ish.
Sorry.
I like this one, too, right here.
And you can tune in on Thursday to catch our Rough, Raw, and Ready show. As always, we will be bitchy and on point. Favorite is a new life.
It's cold. I'm sorry.
I know. Isn't that awesome? I like that.
Say goodnight, bitches.
Goodnight, bitches.
That is cold. Oh, my God. It's calling the display nut function.
Do you forever respect that girl?
word of advice, don't get tattoos on your belly, because chances are you're not going to have that flat stomach forever.
Fix it needs to out.